That about does it for UConn sports today. Now it's time for Jazz with In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. We've got almost a two-hour show today, so I'm happy for that. So we're going to start right in with the music with Tom Harrell. We'll be right back. Tom Harrell from the album Light On, a 2007 release. And we heard a track called Bad Stuff. And it was some bad stuff indeed. That group was Tom Harrell on trumpet, Wayne Escoffrey on tenor sax, Danny Grissett on piano, and Fender Rhodes on that one. Ugano Okegwo on bass, and Jonathan Blake doing some bad drumming on that one. That was a great solo, wasn't it? All right, time now, 6:18. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. Welcome, listeners. Bringing to you some jazz music this afternoon, or this evening, I guess. We're going to continue on with the music. These first few cuts I'm going to play just happened to come up on my iPhone during my travels this week, and I kind of dug them and wanted to bring them to you on tonight's show. So we're going to continue on with a great drummer. You just heard Jonathan Blake, who's a great drummer. Here's another one. His name is Daphnis Prieto, and he's a Cuban drummer. And I think you'll like this one. This is from his sextet. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That's Dan Arcimone from his album In Colors, and we heard the track Intro Rust. And that album has Dan Arcimone on guitar, a really fine guitarist with a really great sound. Mark Small on tenor sax, Jen Allen on electric piano, Rich Zerkowski on bass, and Thierry Arpino on drums. Yes, I really like that sound. Kind of like a Kurt Rosenwinkel sound, isn't it? Before that, we heard from Daphnis Prieto and his sextet from his album entitled Taking the Soul for a Walk. I love the name of that album, Taking the Soul for a Walk. And we heard a track called Just Say It. And that is Daphnis Prieto, really one of the finest drummers around. Many people haven't heard of him, but he's really a great drummer. As I said earlier, from the Cuban tradition, and you can definitely hear that Cuban influence in his playing and his compositions. Peter Applebaum on soprano and tenor sax, Yosvani Terry on soprano sax and alto sax, Avishai Cohn on trumpet, Junior Terry on acoustic bass, Manuel Valera on piano, and Fender Rhodes. And, I forgot to mention, Peter Applebaum, who played soprano and tenor on that, also plays melodica as well. And you heard that melodica solo in there. Very interesting sound for that. All right, time now is 6:30. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I'm going to play a little Miles Davis set now. Perhaps you'll hear some of the evolution of many different Miles Davis transformations in this next set. Although looking at my playlist, I'm not going exactly in time order, but you'll definitely hear some different sounds coming from Miles Davis. We're going to start out with one of my favorite tracks. This is Seven Steps to Heaven.
Thank you.
That ended rather abruptly. That's the way that album is. It's entitled a bootleg album, although it's produced by a major label. But let's start at the beginning of that set. As I said, we heard a Miles Davis set, not chronologically in order, perhaps, but definitely you can hear the different transformations of the Miles Davis sound. We started out with Seven Steps to Heaven, which was the beginning of Miles Davis's second great quintet. And on this one, it was Miles Davis on trumpet, George Coleman on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. And eventually, Wayne Shorter would take George Coleman's position, and Miles Davis would play with that quintet in one of his most creative, in my opinion, his most creative period of his career in the mid to late 60s. After that, we heard Round Midnight. We actually heard two renditions of Round Midnight. The first one you heard was the original one from the album Round About Midnight, which was released back in 1957. It was when it was released. And that rendition of Round Midnight featured Miles Davis on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And that, most people would say, was Miles Davis's first great quintet, playing in the late 50s and early 60s. Definitely one of the greatest quintets of all time, but looking at that personnel lineup. And we finished that set with a new, highly anticipated release, Miles Davis Live in Europe, 1969. And we heard a much more futuristic sounding Miles Davis. Even though it was way back in 1969, it sounds like something that could be produced in today's current period, perhaps. And that is Miles Davis on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax and soprano sax, Chick Corea on Fender Rhodes, Dave Holland on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. And what a fine lineup that is, and a very interesting album. Unfortunately, the recording quality isn't up to snuff, but the album's called Live in Europe 1969, the bootleg series, and it's the second release in this bootleg series. And as I said, highly anticipated. And it's a quintet that Miles Davis played with for a short period of time in beginning in 1969 and in various incarnations, you know, throughout 1970 and perhaps 71 when he started to move into a larger group in a much different sound with Bitches Brew. So very, very interesting. I hope you enjoyed that. That's a three-record set, and you'll hear a lot more from that as the weeks go on. So, Miles Davis Quintet, Live in Europe, 1969, the Bootleg Series, Volume 2. Volume 1 featured his first quintet that you heard earlier. All right, we're going to finish up this hour and move into the next hour with what became of jazz fusion music as started by Miles Davis in that period that you just heard. But we're going to hear the great Weather Report from the album Sweet Nighter. This is 125th Street Congress. We'll be right back. Time is 7:01. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut.
We'll be right back.